Welcome to Epileptic Rants. My name's Lucas. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. All I'm going to do is get on here and rant. Well, how's everyone doing today? I hope you consider yourself blessed. I know I do. I was able to wake up and put my knees on the ground and thank the Lord for life. Every day I can do that, I consider a blessed day. Today feels like it's going to be a good day. I woke up early. I woke up early feeling good. I don't have anything to do. I'm just going to sit around and really just watch YouTube and Amazon and probably read while after I get through watching YouTube and Amazon, I have to charge my phone. I really don't know. All I do know is that I feel good today. I didn't wake up with any auras. I didn't wake up with any jump starts or anything like that. It's going to be a good day, it feels like, and that's a blessing. I have to count those blessings. I think it's just going to be me and the cat today. No, my housing supervisor has to stop by, so I did forget about that. So if nothing else, I have an appointment today. I don't know what time that'll be, but she'll stop by, and we'll talk for a few minutes, and I'll sign a little piece of paper, and that'll be done with. I feel so good, I just might take a walk. Well, I do have to take a walk. I have to walk over to the cable office and pay my internet. I keep putting it off, but the day's going to come very shortly where if I put it off, I'm going to have to pay a late fee. And that's one thing I don't like doing is paying those late fees. So I do have to get out of the house today. And after I walk over there, I just might walk over to my big box store and see if they have any new books. It's an Ollie's. I don't know if you have an Ollie's in your neighborhood, but Ollie's is a discount store. They sell a lot of things that other stores don't want to sell anymore, I guess. But books is one thing they sell a lot of, and the books are marked down at least 90%. I can go in there and buy a $25 book for $3. That's hardback. And that's a good deal for a reader, a voracious reader like I am. Well, I did a medicine rant yesterday about how I was waiting for my doctor to call in a prescription. He never called it in, so I finally just broke down and called his office and told them that I needed a prescription filled. They said they would get to it. But there's something going on at my local Walmart pharmacy. Whenever they fill my prescriptions, I'm not getting a text message like I used to. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if it's something on my end or if it's something on their end. All I know is I used to like that text message. It told me when my medication was ready. And then I could call my friend, and we could go pick it up. Now, instead of knowing when it's ready, I have to call up there 2 or 3 times a day and bother them while they're working, asking if it's ready or not. And that's one thing I hate doing, is bothering people. I feel like when I call up there 2 to 3 times during the day, that I'm getting on their nerves. And that's something that I don't like to do, is get on people's nerves. Sometimes if I felt like asking someone for some food would be getting on their nerves, I would just sit back and starve. But we all have our shortcomings. We all fall short somewhere. And I guess that's pride. I have a big pride issue. I just don't like bothering people. I don't know what it is. All I do know is I got my 5 minutes out, and that's something I was not expecting to do today. Now let's move on to Is today a holiday? Is today a holiday? As we've learned by now, of course it is. Every day's a holiday. Let's just see what holidays are being celebrated today. There are lots of holidays being celebrated today. Today is Benjamin Harrison Day, Courageous Follower Day, Holy Experiment Day, Hug a GI Day, March 4th, also known as Do Something Day, International GMs Day, Marching Music Day, International Scrapbooking Industry Day, National Dance the Waltz Day, National Pound Cake Day, National Hospitalist Day, National Grammar Day, National Sons Day, Toy Soldier Day, Old Inauguration Day, National Snack Day, and World Book Day in the UK and Ireland. I told you there were a lot of holidays being celebrated today. Let's look at National Snack Day. Today is dedicated to eating snacks. Snacks are usually smaller than a meal and often eaten between them. They are sometimes even eaten late at night and called midnight snacks. They can be bought processed or prepackaged or made fresh at home. They may be unhealthy or healthy. The word snack derives from the Dutch word snacken, which means to bite. By 1402, the word had appeared in English as a noun. How to observe National Snack Day. Celebrate the day by eating snacks. It's not even necessary to eat any meals today. Replace them with snacks and try as many as you can. Here are a few common snacks to get you started. Popular snacks: chips, cookies, ice cream, popsicles, pretzels, crackers, snack mix, and candy. Healthier snacks: fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, whole grain cereals, oats, and granola bars with few added sweeteners, low-fat yogurt and cheeses, popcorn without a large amount of salt or fat added. So today we have an excuse to binge on our snacks. Happy National Snack Day! Now let's look for some good news. We could all use a little bit of good news to brighten up our day. Let's just see what we can find. Here's a good news story. And as any devoted Antiques Roadshow armchair appraiser can tell you, few things rhyme better with ka-ching than Ming. Ming Dynasty, that is. That's why when one eagle-eyed thrifter spotted a promising-looking piece of porcelain amidst the other tchotchkes at a Connecticut yard sale, he didn't even haggle over the price. Soon enough, it was sold to the gentleman for $35. Even so, the unnamed buyer was likely bowled over when he learned that the delicate blue and white dish, measuring just a bit over 6 inches in length and decorated with lotus, peony, chrysanthemum, and pomegranate blossoms, was one of a mere half dozen such Ming pieces to have survived into the 21st century. Sotheby's confirmed the exquisite 15th century treasure likely originated during the reign of Yongle, Emperor circa 1403 through 1424. The Yongle Emperor really promoted the artistic importance of porcelain, Angela McAteer, head of Sotheby's Chinese Art Department, told CNN. He elevated it from being a utilitarian bowl, for example, into a true work of art. With an estimated value of between $300,000 to $500,000, the Lovely Lotus Bowl is to be auctioned off during Sotheby's Highlights from Important Chinese Art Sale on March 17th. In every respect, notes the catalog listing, this delicate bowl is a quintessential Yongle product made for the court, showing the striking combination of superb material and painting. Adding to its mystique, from what McAteer told CNN, the bowl had an incredibly smooth porcelain body and a really unctuous silky glaze which was never replicated in future reigns or dynasties. Should the fetching vessel go for the half-million figure when it goes under Sotheby's figurative hammer, even taking into account the auction house's cut, and up to $1,428,471% price hike is a pretty nifty return on anyone's $35 investment. Wow, now that's a good news story right there. Out garage sale shopping, finding a bowl that you like. I guess he spotted it. They called him eagle-eyed. $35 and getting a $500,000 return on it. That is just amazing. That is just a good story. I like stories like this. Now let's move on to some celebrity birthdays. Let's see who all got a year older today. Musician Emilio Estefan turns 68. Actress Catherine O'Hara turns 67. Actress Patricia Heaton turns 63. Actor Steven Weber turns 60. And bassist Jason Newsted turns 58. Here's wishing them all a happy birthday. Well, that's my rant for today. I'm feeling good. I just might get out and do something. You never know. It's just one of those days. It's not one of those bad days. This is just one of those good days. I don't think I'll just sit around the house today. I do believe I'll get out and do something. I just thank you for tuning in. And know that as long as I'm feeling well, I'll put out a rant. Today's holidays, some good news, and celebrity birthdays, 6 days a week. So again, I just thank you for tuning in, and may you have a blessed day.